Blog Talk Radio.
Brockatalk, good morning, everybody. Good morning, rise and shine. Good morning. It is 10:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is May the 8th, 2014. It is also the eighth day of Ayar, according to the Hebraic calendar year, 5775. Good morning. Welcome to Talk, Teach, and Testify Radio. I am your brother. I am your host. This morning, we're going to be talking about the kingdom revelation, the truth. Okay, the absolute truth about tithing and free will offering. A lot of people have been asking me about tithing and offerings. What is it that makes people upset about being forced to pay tithes and offerings? And is the word really telling you in the dispensation of his grace that you are to pay tithes? What is free will offering? Okay, exactly what is that? If person is a if a prophet, if a pastor is forcing you, are you really giving in your free will to give that offering, or are they using manipulation? So these are the things that I'm tearing down. I'm exposing false religion. I'm exposing Christianity. Okay. Now, when you are up under the blood of the Father, okay, under the blood of the Messiah, all right, we are living kingdom. Not once in the word of Yah does it tell us to live as Christians. We are to what? To be Christ-like, right? We are to live our life like the Mashiach, okay? but it doesn't tell you to be a Christian. As a matter of fact, when they were called that in the Acts of the Apostles, it was like a slur, okay? So we have to understand what's taking place here. People have tried to establish tradition and religion over time, over ages and centuries, to tear us apart from the truth. But the Father is having us to go back to the ancient paths and ask, where's the good way, and walk therein, according to Yehemiah, Jeremiah chapter number 6, verse 16. So this morning, let's go into the scriptures. Let's look and see where the people mess up at, where they try to force you to pay tithes. And we also going to go back to Malachi chapter 3. We're going to look at that. We're going to dissect it. And we're going to find out once more what it is that they're trying to force you to do. Remember, we looked at that on yesterday. And those of you who are coming in that's just listening to the teaching on today, that's where we're going to start at. We went over the tithe, what it truly represented, and what does it represent in today's time. So we're going to go over that. The line will be open. If you have any questions or concerns, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad if you called in. Those of you who are in internet land, who are listening by way of the internet, you can call in at area code 347-884-8468. And then press 1 on your telephone keypad to let me know that you have a question. Okay? So this is what we're going to be doing on today. Going over the kingdom truth, the kingdom principle, the absolute truth of tithing and free will offering. Just a couple of announcements, and then we'll go straight into the teaching. Tonight, those of you who live in the Savannah area and the Springfield, Georgia area, please join us at 7:30 p.m. as I will be doing the teaching, the Hebraic Revelations, at the House on the Rock, Church of the Living God. The address is 509 North Laurel Street in Springfield, Georgia, 31329. Once more, I will be at the House on the Rock, Church of the Living Yah. The address is 509 North Laurel Street, Springfield, Georgia, 31329. The host of the Hebraic Revelations is Apostle Kevin Brown of the Inner Word International Ministries in Savannah, Georgia, and Pastor Elizabeth Akins. Hallelujah. We had a beautiful time last night, and I'm looking for another good time in the Lord on this evening. So please join us. For more information, you can call your brother at area code 470-798-7319. Hallelujah. On Sunday, Albany, Georgia, Pelham, Georgia, I will definitely be there. I will be at the Holy Rector Temple of Yah. The address there is 1897 Taylor Road in Pelham, Georgia, 31729. I will be there on Sunday to deliver a word. Church service starts at 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. Hallelujah. With the pastors being Mother Elizabeth Morgan and Elder Bobby Morgan. Hallelujah. So I will be there on Sunday, if Yah's willing. On Sunday, that will be May the 11th, 2014, Albany, Georgia, Pelham, Georgia. I will be there at the Holy Rector Temple of Yah, of God, 1897 Taylor Road in Pelham, Georgia, 31729. Cannot wait to be there in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll be bringing forth a word of Yah for those who celebrate Mother's Day. So I'll be bringing a mother message, a motherly message there. Okay, I do not celebrate Mother's Day. Mother's Day is every day. To me, when we honor thy mother, thy father, we should do that on a daily basis. All right. Tomorrow on the show, I'll be talking about understanding the wisdom, the Chokmah of Yah. We have to understand the wisdom. Why do you need the wisdom? Why is it needed and necessary for you to have the wisdom of Yah? how to apply the wisdom. You have people who have wisdom but do not know how to apply it. We'll talk about the application of wisdom on tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Then on Saturday, we're going to be talking about these titles and names. Why is the church making these titles so important? I will be continuing unmasking tradition and religion and Christianity. I'll be continuing to unmask it. We're going to see the era, what's going on in the church. Why is it that people are in rebellion? Why is it that people don't feel like they need to follow someone? Hallelujah. Why do people feel that? Why do they feel that way? Why are people bringing church hurt into the church and hurting other people? We're going to be discussing all of that on next week, starting on the Shabbat, on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be talking about church eras. We'll be talking about that. That will be on the Shabbat on Saturday. Remember, no teachings on Sunday. And then Monday through Friday from 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries will be on the air if the Father is willing. Okay, that is all the announcements. Oh, and one more thing. If you'd like to contact your brother, if there's a topic that you would like to have discussed, you can email me, okay, at talkteachtestify@gmail.com. And you can call me, area code 470-798-7319. If I don't reach you at that particular time, give me about 24 hours, and I will return your call. And if you'd like to sow a seed into this ministry, if you're being led by the Spirit of Yah, you can do so at the Kingdom Harvest Institute in care of Renaldo Wade. The address is P.O. Box 2461, and that's in Savannah, Georgia, 31402. Once again, it's P.O. Box 2461, Savannah, Georgia, 31402. Okay. Let's go into the teaching this morning, because we want to understand and know what's going on with this tithing thing and why people are manipulating. Now, if you look in Galatians, and I like to start there, Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 10, going down to verse 13, may the Father have a blessing upon the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his word. Let's look at the scripture. Galatians chapter 3, verse 10. Okay, Paul is writing in an epistle to the congregation there at Galatia. And it says, for as many as are of the works of the Torah are under the curse. For it is written, curses everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the Torah to do them. But no man is justified by the Torah in the sight of Yahuwah. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the Torah is not of faith, but the man that do them shall live in them. The Anointed One had redeemed us from the curse of the Torah, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing, the Barak of Abraham, might come on the Gentiles through Yahusha, through the Anointed One, that we might receive the promise of the Ruach through faith. Okay, people, now that lets you know, no man is justified by the law in the sight of Yah. The law is not of faith. So you have people, preachers, who are trying to push you back into the law. Now, they'll do some partial things. They'll do part of the law and give you some other part. No, if you're going to do the law, you got to fulfill all of the law. The man that do the law shall live in them. But the anointed one, because of the blood, had redeemed us from the curse of the law. On the tree. It's on the cross. The curses are on that cross. Or on the tree. This is how we further know that the Mashiach died on a tree. Because curses every man that hang up on a tree. There it is right there. He was crucified on the tree. Why do you think he cursed the fig tree? That was the type of tree he died on. The fig tree is cursed. Why do you think Adam, back from the very beginning, had fig leaves to try to cover himself? It represents tradition and religion. The leaves represents tradition and religion. All of that died. All of that was rid of when the anointed one died on the cross. So people are still trying to connect you back to the law. Let's go back to Malachi. Let's look at that for a moment. And while you're doing that, pastors will try to tell you that you are cursed if you don't pay your tithes. It is a lie from the pit of hell because we just read that the curses are on the cross. The only one that could bring curses back on you is you. The law can't even put the curse back on you. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. These preachers especially attack the poor, telling them that they're cursed. So I guess the woman with the two mites, I guess she was cursed too. They tried to deceive you. The just shall live by faith, not by tithes. So you cannot be cursed for not tithing. Tithing was really not based monetarily anyway. We went over that yesterday. Remember, we talked about that it was an agricultural thing to do. And we can't sit up and say that the Israelites did not have money. They had gold and silver. They had money. The house of Yah was a storehouse and distributing point for the sacrifices, the Levites, the priests, and those who were in need. Why you think it says in Malachi, bring ye all the tithes into the, what, storehouse, that there may be, what, food. There will be meat in my house. It's not talking about money. Come on, somebody. We got to read this thing in the spirit. We cannot allow these crooks to continue to steal from you. They're not even taking the tithes, quote, unquote, and they're not even helping the people who are homeless. They won't even help you. Hello, pastor, how you doing? My license being cut off. The first thing that they'll tell you is that they're not a bank. The first thing they'll tell you is how do you expect the Father to bless you if you continue to come back and try to take from us? That's what the tithing was used for in the old covenant. And don't let these pastors tell you that your tithes is going toward keeping the lights on and keeping a mortgage. No, that's where the free will offering comes into play. And if you have made a vow to give free will offering to someone, you might want to keep that. It's in the word of Yah. About keeping your vow. Even a free will offering. Okay. That is in the book of Deuteronomy. Or Devarim. Chapter number 23. Please read that. Verses 21 through 23. When it says, if you made a vow that comes out of your mouth, you shall keep and perform it. Even a free will offering. Now, why would it say that instead of tithes? That's way back at Deuteronomy. Okay? So we have to be very, very careful. Go back to Malachi. We have Malachi chapter 3. And he's talking. The Spirit of Yah is speaking through Malachi. Or Micaiah. Okay? And he's talking in regards to the leaders. He's talking to the Levites. Okay? So we have to be very careful. As to what is being taught. And these leaders, some of them are not out to teach for your good. They're out for your goods. You have rip-off artists who are being taught in theology seminars how to misconstrue this word, especially the book of Malachi, to get paid. Let's read it once more. We did this on yesterday. He was talking to the leaders. He was telling them in verse 5, and I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against false swearers, against those who oppress the hireling and his wages, the widow and the fatherless. You see that? He's going to come against those who are swindling you, trying to force you to do tithes. He's telling you right there in that scripture, verse 5. There are sorcerers who are using magic, who knows how to manipulate the word to force you to do what they want you to do. There are adulterers, the ones who committed adultery against the father and against their spouse, who are trying to deceive you with the word. There are people who swear that they listen to the voice of the Lord, but they have not heard anything from Yah. The ones that use oppression, the pharaohs, if you will, the ones with the pharaoh mentality, the ones with the Jezebelic mentality, the ones with the Delilah spirit, the ones with the Absalom, because they rebelled against Yah, but yet and still, they're trying to convince you to bring tithes. And they know full grown well, once they hear this teaching, once they hear the truth, they still want to oppress you. It says, for I am Yah, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed, either for the days of your harvest. Ye have gone away from my ordinances, and I have not kept them. So you have people who have turned their back on Yah. They have turned their back. They can't even keep the ordinances of the Father, but they want you to keep them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says the Yah of hosts, of heavenly armies. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Yahuwah? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Talking to the leaders once more, that they robbed him. Old covenant. Okay? This is still the old covenant. The Tanakh. The Torah of Moshe. Of Moses. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Leaders are robbing the nation. That's happening today, right? They're robbing this whole nation. Look at that prophetic utterance right there in the scriptures. They're robbing them how? Not spending time with the Lord. If you have 24 hours a day, 2 hours and 40 minutes minimum should be spent with Yah. Prayer, studying, meditating, fasting. And people are wondering why they have no anointing. Isn't that so hard to tell? You need to have a prayer life. You need to have a consecrated and holy life. Okay, let's continue. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there will be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, says Yahuwah of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will be not room enough to receive it. And I will devour the rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast the fruit before the time of the field, says Yah of hosts. There it is, people. He's talking about the harvest. He's talking about the agriculture. Okay? He's not talking about your financial harvest. He would have said, bring you all the tithes into my treasury, or bring you all the tithes into my church. It was not established yet. His congregation, his kahal, his ecclesia was not established yet. Go back to Galatians. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse number 4. But let's start at verse number 1. Stand fast, wherefore, in the liberty wherewith the anointed one has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be ye circumcised, the anointed one shall profit you nothing. But I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole Torah. Yahusha is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the Torah, ye are fallen from grace. Guess what? If you are connected to the Torah, fallen from the grace of Yah. So guess what, people? If you're going to do the law, guess what? Now the grace of Yah does not apply to you anymore. The blood is going to be taken away, because that was the generation, the regeneration that came from Yah's grace. Your adoption into sonship cannot come through the Torah. It must come through the blood. Okay? So once again, Paul, he reiterates in his epistle. He's explaining it. If you are justified by the law instead of by the blood, you are fallen from grace. So why are preachers today teaching that you're still have to pay your tithes? Where did they come from? The Roman Catholic Church instituted tithing. They did it. It was not authorized by the Mashiach. In 585 AD, you can do the research. They threatened excommunication to those who refused to pay their tithes. The Council of Macon in the Roman Catholic Church. This is where they first started it. They started to push tithing in 585 AD by the Council of Macon. They got kicked out of the churches if they did not pay their tithes. They manipulated the people because of the greed, because of the money. there was serious resistance to those who did not fall into the trap of the tithing. Christianity, this religion that they created, the Roman Catholic Church, they created it because it was all about the money. What the Roman Catholic Church did across Europe, they reestablished the ecclesiastical law. And then they plugged in the secular law in the 8th century. It was made an obligation for them to pay tithes in England around the 14th century. They used it to control the abuse and to lay ownership of the tithing. They outlawed it in the 14th century by Pope Gregory the VII. He knew that it was law. He knew that it was wrong, so he got rid of it. It was reintroduced around the 18th century, around 1789. Tithing ended in Italy in 1887. It was abolished in Ireland in 1871. England continued to hold on to tithing until 1936. In America, it was never considered to pay a tithe. But they started to reinforce it. We got the study to show ourselves approved, folks. The Protestants, they took the tithing concept to build their religious kingdoms. They based their demand for tithing. They connected to the practice of the harlot, Mystery Babylon, the Roman Catholic Church. Do the research. Look at it. Google it up. Council of Macon, 585 AD. Tithing was reinforced because of man's demand, not because of Yahuwah's demand. He wants your heart. He doesn't care about your money. Throw your money up in the air and see if he wants it. These pastors will tell you another lie, tell you that God needs your money. Now, ministry, however, it needs money for travel and things like that and to print out books and things of that nature. But Yahuwah doesn't need your money. It's the kingdom building. And what are people doing with that money? That's the key. And people need these large amounts of money to upkeep their cathedrals, their mega churches. That's why they force you. No, they're not asking you. They're forcing you. They're telling you that you're going to be cursed if you don't put that money. They are actually putting a curse on you. Reverse the curse this morning. They're greedy. Grab all man-made structures. These type of people do not manifest the unhypocritical love of Yah. They are just like those Pharisees and those Sadducees, those greedy religious robbers that is spoken of back in Malachi. They're hindering the people from truly knowing and following Yahuwah. They're even pushing away. They're hindering their faith in Yahuwah. Constantine, the Roman emperor and first pope. Peter was not your first pope and Paul was your first pope. Constantine started to build church buildings to keep people trapped in. and the real financial aid with the free will offering was actually really used to give to the poor. Yah liberates you. He strengthens you from you putting your treasure into someone else's life. If Yah has prospered you, you are to take some of what you have and give it to the poor. Give it to someone else. But this is not an excuse for you not to give back to your congregation. Because people will try to take this word this morning and try to say, you know what? I'm free from giving offering. I'm free from giving tithes. Or, look, I'm just free from helping out my church. No, but I'm teaching you the manipulation. If you have promised to the Lord that you will give 10% or more to your leaders, you have to follow that obligation. You got to keep that vow. Should we tithe our gross income or net income? It's a complete distortion of the scriptures. The answer is no. You're not entitled. You're not forced by the law. These preachers, they're getting richer while the poor just sitting there waiting for healing. It's a wicked demand on tithing. It is a lie and it's grievous. That's why people don't want to go to the congregation, well, to the church anymore. Because they're trying to force you to pay for their expenses. They even want you to put yourself in debt. Didn't the Mashiach say, render unto Yah what is Yah's and render unto Caesar's what is Caesar? You have to take care of your home first. Everybody tell you, wait a minute, before you give up that check, before you give it up, before you start paying for things. You got to give it to the house of the Lord. Start sowing it to your own ministry. Okay? Be very smart. Use wisdom. Study to show yourself approved unto Yah. So you're no longer under that law. Okay, I'm going to go over a couple of more things, and then I'm going to open up the line. If anyone would like to speak out, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad this morning. Which is going over tithing and free will offering. What did they do in the Acts of the Apostles? Did the apostles preach about tithing? Didn't anybody talk about tithing? The Mashiach, he talked about it, but he was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he didn't say tithing of money. He said tithing of mints and cumin and other herbs. The moderate church is trying to imitate and emulate Mystery Babylon structure back when Constantine took over. And he was not a follower of the Mashiach. Let's not get it twisted. He had created Christianity to control the people. And when I say created Christianity, he created a false anointing. You got to catch that. You have to make sure. Just don't do something just because somebody told you. You have preachers and teachers who are teaching you the wrong thing about tithing, number one, because they might be ignorant, because they might not know the law. Some of them are doing it deliberately because they know, but they use the word to try to deceive you. There's a preacher in Indiana who wanted me to come up to his church to preach. And he told me that he'd do it to get money, to get paid. I had to rebuke him and I had to let him loose. The truth of the matter is, people, the renewed covenant, the Brit Kadash, the New Testament, we are commanded to give generously, cheerfully. Remember, for Yah loves a cheerful giver, not out of necessity. Don't feel that, oh, Lord, it's necessary for me to do. No, give what's purposed in your heart. Give according to your means. Don't look at, you know, I have bills to pay. Well, Lord, I'm just not going to pay my mortgage this month. I'm going to take a gamble. The Father is not a casino, okay? And these pastors will try to force you, and they will tell you, put all your money, it's like gambling. Put all your money on the Lord. Now, if you're led by the Spirit of Yah to do so, okay, if that's what's purposed in your heart. But don't be purposed based off what somebody else tells you, because that's manipulation. You got to have the right spirit. A lot of people like to give looking for God to bless them. No, you're blessed with those finances to give, okay? So a lot of people have the kingdom concept wrong. No, the Father blesses you to be a blessing to someone else or to someone else's ministry. No, you're not going to bless that person so you can be blessed later on. The Father watches how you use those blessings. And then, if he feels that you can handle the little that you do have, he'll give you increase. Paul, the new man, Paul the Apostle, did not say anything about a percentage. Or he did not say anything about tithing in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. People are using the tithing scheme for control, for greed and ignorance. Ignorance is free and it's easy and very profitable to control the people through guilt, obligation, or manipulation of that greed. Many of these church leaders today are going to call you who are non-tithers. They're going to call you thieves. They're going to preach this tithing thing without condemnation, obligation, or fear to manipulate people into compliance. They preach this more than they preach to you about sin, more about living a holy and sanctified life. They will put this issue of tithing, and they will try to make it a stumbling block to use it to oppress the poor. And they will tell you it is a required payment. Instead of getting into true worship, your worship, they will tell you, is your tithes. I've heard somebody say that too. The amount that you give is unimportant. It doesn't impress Yah. What does impress him is how you give it. If you huffing and puffing, please do not send your free will offering to me. If you're going to huff and puff about it, please keep it. So you have people who twist the word, who misconstrue it. Some of them are wanting you to send in your W-2 forms, your W-4 forms. Why? To keep track of what you make. And they will embarrass you during service. I've been into a service at Cleveland, Ohio. He called out the numbers saying, I need to talk to you about your tithes after service. We all knew who those people are because of what was going on with their face expressions when their number was being called out. They wasn't even called out by name. They were called out by number. Just like prison. You don't have a name anymore. You're known by a number. Okay. I'd like to open up the line. Anybody else that would like to talk about this morning, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'd love to hear from you. Please press 1. If you have any questions, any concerns, or you might feel that Brother Wade is trying to teach you something that is not of Yah, I could be stand to be rebuked. You have all these apostles feeling that they can't be rebuked. You can press 1 now on your telephone keypad. I'm just teaching the truth this morning. It's time out to stop allowing these people to manipulate what's going on in your wallet. It's time out for these pulpit pimps to cut it out. Why these people are getting fatter. And you're trying to find out, how can I get to next week's service? Okay, hallelujah. We have one caller, Prophet Morgan is... I'm ready to speak at just a moment. We have another caller, area code 704. I see you. Anyone else? Those of you who are calling in, if you are in internet land, you can call in at area code 347-884-8468. Let's talk about this. Let's get this out in the atmosphere. We got to let the enemy know, time out. You're not going to no longer take what's mine. We have to take back the kingdom by force. Okay, 732, I see you as well. I'm just getting the order together. Okay, let's go ahead and open up the lines so that we can come on here. And we need to discuss this. There's a lot of things that the church won't do. They won't teach you the kingdom mandate of free will offering. But they would love to beat you over the head with the tithing. They will beat you over the head to rob you. They will use sorcery to go into your pockets. Good morning, Prophet Morgan. You're on the line from Albany, Georgia. Good morning to you.
This is not Prophet Morgan. This is her cousin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hallelujah. Good morning, cousin. Good morning, sir.
Yes, my name is Leander.
Yes.
So true. Oh, God, he's blessed.
Could you move to another part because you're breaking up?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Real clear. Go ahead.
You know, like the old days, you know, blessed the men in their fields and tell them after they gather their barns to leave others out there for the poor. I mean,
right.
for the ones that didn't have any. You know, so like you were saying, you know, it's good to give because God loves a cheerful giver. But that still shouldn't give you a right, you know what I mean, to not to give to the church because, like he said, you'd be robbing of a tithe and offering then, you know. And,
right.
And you shouldn't be complaining about what you give or how you give, but you should give from your heart. And
right.
that is the word of God, you know. And
right.
like I, you know, a message that I heard, you know, and I enjoyed the non-living in that. You know, because a lot of people don't know, and they're, you know, they're always trying, like you saying, they're always trying to, you know, call out numbers to you and everything. It's like, instead of God, you know, man know what he's supposed to do. You know, then, you know, like you said, to the fact that you're talking about, you know, or trying to be picked on about the matter. You know, because you have to do everything in decent and in order. You know, so therefore, if a man is wrong, then you're supposed to put him to the side and correct him. You know, especially if he's your brother, you know, and if he's brother, you're supposed to, you know, get from around him anyway. Because you know, so we be thinking it's about our ministry. It's not about our ministry. It's about our ministry because all of God. We are the church of God, you know, to buy
right.
ourselves.
And right.
neither one of us died on no cross for nobody's sins. And none of us
right.
paid the price. You know, only Jesus paid the price. You know?
But you have people, my dear brother, who feels that because they're operating under the power of the Father, and they think it's their power. You see what I'm saying? That
no.
you're obligated to serve them. I remember the Messiah said, I'm not here to be served. I'm here to serve. I'm here to minister. So we have to minister to the people. But we don't see the leaders ministering to the people. We see them robbing the people. We see them taking advantage of the people. And that
yes.
is what I stand for. I stand for people to take back what's theirs, you know,
yes.
and stop allowing people to manipulate them, you know, and that's what's happening. And I denounce
yes.
those leaders who manipulate
yes.
the people.
And just like the Apostle Peter and Paul and all of them, when they, you know what I mean, made those miracles take place, they let them know from the beginning, hold on, this is not me. Christ, you know, the Spirit of Christ is in me, you know, that
right.
died on the cross for y'all sins. The same one who y'all, you know, gave up the porch for right. Now, I mean, that's him. By him, I'm able to do these things. Not me or myself. I'm just a plain man like y'all are. You know, so therefore,
right.
out there operating in the spirit and in the power. Fool.
Right, right. And that's so important, sir, is that, you know, like I said, people think that it's their power. They go around, I heal such and such, and I laid hands on such and such, and I healed them. No, it's the anointing that comes from heaven, the anointing of Yah that heals them. You know, it's not them. It's you know, the Father has gave you the power therein, you know, within you to heal those people, you know. But you got people who want to take all the glory, all the credit. And that's why the Father can't, you know, he won't use them. It's a season. He won't use them. He'll use somebody else who's worthy. Hallelujah. So very good point there this morning, and I'm glad that I was able to hear you this morning. I'll be able to see you, if the Father's willing, this weekend out in Albany. So it'll be an honor to meet you, and you know, and we could sit down, and we could talk about, you know, some more things of the Lord. So I thank the Father for you. Thank you for tuning in, and you know, like I said, I can't wait to meet you this weekend, sir. Hallelujah. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. Area code 73. Okay, they had hung up as well. Hallelujah. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. Anyone else this morning? Okay, area code 732. The first three digits is 645. You are on the line. Good morning to you. Look like New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. This is Sister Robin from New Jersey. And I met you in Georgia.
Yes, you did.
Apostle Wade, I tell you, as I listened to the teaching, I never heard it before, but as I listened to the teaching, I just wept. I just wept. And my heart is so open, and my spirit bear witness with the teaching that it is true. And I just wept. I am so open, and I have a question.
Okay.
And my question is, because I've been taught, I've been up under leadership throughout the years. I'm 49, but ever since I was 22, and your teaching of what you come against, the teaching that I came up in, my question is that I was taught that this is how the church operates. This is how the church would function. I've also been taught that when you would go and you would be in need, and I'm speaking of myself, and they can't help you then.
Right.
So my question is, how does the church operate if it doesn't operate on tithes?
It will operate on free will offering. If you love your pastor so much, if you love, I mean, because people always say, oh, I love my pastor. I love the ministry. I love it. I'm going to make a vow. I'm going to pay. Then guess what? It's going to survive. You got to have the faith that it's going to survive based on free will offering. The apostles, they dealt with operating the church on free will offering. That's how it was done. Paul was able to do the travels based off of what? Off of free will offering. The people gave out of their hearts. Do you know that you will receive more from the free will offering as opposed to from the tithing? You're putting a limit as to what you should give. And when you're dealing with the kingdom, there's not a limit. The Messiah never told us to put a limit on what we should give. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. So you have people who are hindering themselves because they're only giving what, quote, the law of the old covenant is telling you to give. The church is going to survive. The church is us. We are the church.
That's
and
right.
People have put more emphasis on the building. The church is in the streets. The Messiah's church was the streets. He was in the streets. The only time he went into the synagogues was to go off on those Pharisees and those Sadducees. So you have man who put more emphasis into the building. Remember the disciples? Remember when they went to the temple and they was talking to the Lord about the temple? And they were saying, look how beautiful it is. And he told them that it was going to be destroyed, that there would not be one stone left unturned. These big cathedrals that we see today, they're not going to stand any longer. We put too much emphasis in the materialistic things. And that's why we can't help the poor. And you got these people with these big cathedrals that do not want to help the poor. They don't want to help the widower. They want to help. They don't want to help the single parents. Look, my lights is cut off. Wait a minute. Let's look at our mortgage and see first. That's not how you do it. And people always refer to, you know, hey, let's make sure that our building is okay. But what about the people? The people are the ones that's keeping the church running. The pastors are sitting down, not even working. And that's not right. I was just telling the truth this morning. So what we have to do, okay, if you believe that this ministry is the right ministry, for you and you feel that you have grown in this particular ministry, you can go ahead and support them with free will offering. Give what's purposed in your heart. Paul wrote that and told them, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you're going to sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. That is the, that's the kingdom mandate of reaping and sowing. But if people do not want to give, if you're not operating under the unction of the Holy Ghost, if these people do not want to give and you're operating under the unction, something's not right with the people. And you have to break down and teach them. Look, how do y'all expect to receive spiritual things if you haven't gave me your cardinal things? Isn't that what Paul said? Paul said, look, if I render unto you spiritual things, isn't it a good thing if you render unto me your cardinal things? People want to receive things from the Lord, but they don't want to give up anything. And that's what the problem is today. That's the problem. Hallelujah. That's the problem today. People pay attention too much to the building instead of building up people's spirits and souls. Good question there, Prophet Wilson. Thank you so much for that question. How do people expect the church to run? It's going to run because the Father is going to keep it. So I thank the Lord for Robin Wilson Griffin for that question this morning. Charlotte, North Carolina, area code 704-349. You are on the air. Good morning. Charlotte, North Carolina, area code 704. The first three digits of your number is 349. You are on the line. Good morning. Three, four, nine, 1, 6. I won't say the last two digits of your number. Good morning to you, Charlotte, North Carolina. You can unmute your phone.
Yes, by the way, this is Renette Wilkes from Daytona, North Carolina. In reference to what the sister said, my church is in the process of building. How should we go about in tithes and offering or fundraisers? They're in the midst of fundraisers right now at the tribe of Judah. And I so totally disagree with that. I'm in agreement with your teaching 100%.
Okay, if you like to do fundraisers, you know, to build up the congregation, I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know, if you're trying to, you know, build it up that way, I think that's fine. And I really feel, you know, because people are doing fundraisers to pocket the money. Okay, now if they're doing that, that's wrong. Okay, but if you're trying your best to raise funds to get the ministry started and you have people who are helping and they're doing candy sales and all of that, I think that's okay because you're trying to, you know, you're doing it to build it up for the kingdom and, you know, have others to be corporate investors in, you know, into the vision that you have, the people who are up under you, you know, up under that leader, they should be able to see the work that the Father is doing in that leader. And if you feel that you're being fed spiritual meat, you should be able to say, you know what, I need to sow into this ministry. And you have a lot of people who do not want to do the footwork, you know, to get that ministry started. And I commend you for even trying to, you know, get the ministry established. Hey, look, we got to get together. We got to raise funds to get it started. There's nowhere in the Word that tells you that you cannot raise up the funds to get the ministry started. You have people in the Renewed Covenant who had jobs and occupations, and they got the money together to give to the apostles so that they could distribute it to the needy. And you could have these type of fundraisers if you're giving it to the needy or to that ministry, because the ministry is definitely a need for the people. Okay? So I really do feel that that's okay for you to, you know, if you're going to do fundraisers and it's going toward, you know, keeping the building afloat, I think that's a good idea.
So
I really do. That's okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You won't,
may the Lord continue to bless you as well. Thank you. You won't be condemned. You know, if people try to condemn you, it's a lie from the pit of hell. You know, you can help build that ministry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's for you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed morning. Hallelujah.
You yourself.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Hallelujah. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's unmask this counterfeit notion about reaping and sowing, about, you know, tithing and offerings. And you will have people who will try to force you into saying, you know what, hey, you got to pay them. You got to give them to an individual. Now, if the Lord told you to do that, I feel that's different. And if you feel, hey, you know what, I have to give it up. I made a vow, just like Jacob. Remember, Jacob made a vow unto the Lord. Okay, and then they were, Sister Williams out of California, good question this morning. I'm going to ask that question. They are trying to teach you about bringing in your first fruits offerings and you know, around income tax time. I'm telling you, it's another scam. Let's look up the first fruits. Let's look up the scripture. And by the way, the Mashiach never talked about the first fruits. When we talk about the first fruits, we are to sacrifice ourselves. We need to be the first partakers of the kingdom of Yah, being adopted into your sonship. Deuteronomy chapter 26, Devarim chapter 26. It says, and it shall be when thou art coming to the land which the Lord thy Yah giveth thee for an inheritance, and possesses it, and dwelleth therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruits of the earth, not the fruit of your income, not the first of, you know, your income tax return. It don't say the first fruits of your taxes. It doesn't say that right there in the scripture. Which thou shalt bring of the land that the Elohim thy Yah giveth thee, and you shall put it in a basket, and shall go out unto the place where the Elohim thy Yah shall choose to place his name there. That's when we talk about, for the first time, the first fruits. Nehemiah, chapter 10. Go to verse 34. Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 34. Now, we're reading from the what? The old covenant, not the renewed, right? We're reading from the old covenant. We're reading from the old covenant. Remember, we read earlier, but that we are not what? We are not bound according to this law. Tradition and religion would try to keep you bound up to this law. No, the justification of your faith in the blood, it has set you free. And I always get these arguments from people trying to tell me, look, you teach your people a lie. Of course, I'm going to get that, especially when the truth is being revealed. Let's look at it. Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 34. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering to bring it into the Bethel of our Yahuwah, to the house of Yah, after the houses of our Abba, at times appointed, year by year, to burn unto the altar, unto the Elohim, our Yah, as it is written in the Torah. It's written in the law, people. Remember, they paid their tithes once a year. Okay, you want me to pay my tithes? Why I have to pay it every Sunday? Why isn't it that I'm not paying it once a year? And then remember, the law changed to once every 3 years. Please read the book of Ezra. Remember, the father did tell him to change it. They did it. The people did it. It was the law of Moshe. So don't let these people once more try to throw this lie, trying to tell you, you got to pay tithes and offerings. Bring your first fruits unto me. Wrong. Let's continue to read it. And to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year unto the house of the Elohim, unto the house of Yah. Also the firstborn of our sons, of our cattle, as it is written where? In the law. And the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks to bring to the house of our Yah. Unto the priest that minister into the house of our Yah, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough and our offerings and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine and of oil unto the priest, to the chambers of the house of our Yah, and the tithes of our ground unto the Levites, that the same Levites may have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. What does tillage mean? Working out in the field in the harvest. The scripture makes it very clear, crystal clear. It's about the harvest that's in the field. Not the harvest of your job. Not the harvesting with your Social Security. Come on now. If we know better, we should do better. So don't fall into this first fruit foolishness. You are the first partaker of the harvest of Yah. That's what that means. If you want to bring it into the new covenant. Remember, the Mashiach said that what? He was saying that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. What harvest was he talking about? Was he talking about financially? No, he wasn't. He was talking about us and us going out to be the harvest. Okay, it has nothing to do with the money. Second Timothy, here's a good scripture, chapter 2. Rasuel, Paul, the new man, the apostle of Tarsus, writing a letter to his spiritual son, Timotheus. He says in verse 6, here you go, the husbandman, that laborer, must first be partaker of the fruits. What fruits? The fruits of the Holy Ghost. You can't teach me how to walk as a kingdom citizen unless I must see your fruit. Isn't that the tithing? That's not the first fruits. The gardener, you being the harvester, that laboreth in the spirit, in your prayer life, studying the word, reaching others, feeding others, helping others out. You must be first the partaker of the fruits of Yah. That's what it means by first fruits. Not taking your income tax return or and preachers love to hit you and come up with these extravagant conventions and conferences around income tax time. That's tradition and religion. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Being a partaker means you must first be a partaker of the fruits in the spirit. Anyone else to have a comment, question, or anything of that nature, you can press 1 on your telephone keypad this morning. We're talking about tithing and offerings and the manipulation that people tried to use to get you out of your earnings, to try to manipulate you. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. I would love to hear from you this morning. It's time out now. We must teach the truth. You're not going to hear this much teaching like this because they want to continue to manipulate you. They won't allow the Father to bless them by teaching truth. They'd rather teach you a lie. I make this vow right now. I'm not paying tithes to no man. I'm not doing that. And watch this. I have been blessed by the Father more when I haven't paid my tithes, when I pay my tithes unto him. Okay? Now, if you feel in your heart that you would like to give 10% of your earnings to someone, okay, you have made a vow with the Lord. You got to keep that vow. Now, if you did that, that's different. But you're not obligated. That's my point this morning. Is that you are not obligated to pay. Stop. Do not let these people push you into obligation. And you better believe if you go to a traditional church, you're going to have opposition. Just like the Messiah did. You're going to have opposition. Because you're interrupting their cash flow. You're going to have haters hating on you because you're teaching the truth. You're always going to get those type of people. And they wonder why people can't be saved and delivered because they have them hostage, just like Pharaoh. And they wonder why people don't want to come into the church house anymore because it has turned into a scandal. You don't need to turn on your television and watch Scandal to see a scandal take a place. It's a scandal in the church. Anyone else that would like to speak, you can press 1 now on your telephone keypad this morning. Anyone else, you can press 1 now on your telephone keypad this morning. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here today and don't want to hold you too long. But the truth of the matter is, and this is my closing statement here, is that for time and time again, the manipulation, lies that has been stacked on the word, people are not studying to show themselves approved unto y'all, a workman that needed to be ashamed, rightly dividing word of truth. And please, do not take nobody's word for it. Take the word for it. Read the scripture. Study it. Meditate in his word day and night. Receive the teaching from the Holy Ghost. Take the notes that I have written. Like I said, don't take my word for it. Take the word. If you feel, well, I'm going to continue to pay my tithes, okay, that's fine. If that's what you like to do, because I'm not the one that have a heaven or hell to put you in. But I'm your brother. I'm going to teach the truth. Because I am tired of my brothers and sisters being taken advantage of. And the Father is tired of that as well. He said that in the book of Malachi. Sorcerers. Who's in witchcraft and the spirit of divination. To try to manipulate you and control you. This also in the book of Revelation. Everybody's thinking about this Antichrist that's coming. There's many Antichrists walking around here right now. Who's operating under a false anointing. We're going to be talking about that on the Shabbat on Saturday. About people operating in the false anointing. In the spirit of divination. The church don't want to teach you this. Because they want you to stay trapped. They want you to continue to fund their travels and, things of that nature. And you might not want to take this type of teaching into a church house unless you're ready to face opposition. If you know that your pastor is going to go off on you, you might want to ease back until you're ready. And you have all the scriptures. I gave you a lot of scriptures that you can use for your weapon. Iron sharp as iron. I pray for your strength in the Father, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because you're going to have opposition when you tell the truth. It is the truth that sets you free and it makes you free. The word is bond. The word is truth. Once more, study your word for yourself. The tithing, we went over it, was agricultural based. Why? Because it had to grow out of the earth. It had, the Father wanted something that came out of the earth to be brought to the Levites. It was to help the Levites later on. It was for the widowers, the fatherless, for the homeless. But people are not using that tithing. If they are collecting tithing, they're not telling you what it's used for. They're not even using it for what the word says that is used, for what the law says that it is. So how are they going to force you to do the law? They're not even doing the law themselves, but they want to entrap you in the law. You are delivered from the law, people. The curse of the law is nailed on that cross, on the tree. May the Father continue to bless you and keep you. I pray and I hope that this teaching sets you free, that it took the yokes of bondage off of you. You are not obligated. You will not be cursed by not paying, quote, your tithes. Don't feel guilty. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in the Anointed One, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There's no condemnation over your life. Do not allow people to put condemnation over you, especially these pastors. There are people who are out, just out to try to manipulate you. Hallelujah. In closing, I love each and every one of you in spirit and in truth. There's nothing that you can do about it except for you to do one thing. That is for you to love me back. Why? Because Yah is love, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. If someone needs a hug or a smile, give them one. Let them know that the Father loves them and you love them as well. Help someone who is homeless. Help somebody out there who needs you. You are a kingdom citizen. You are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. Let's represent kingdom people in this season. Let's represent. We need representation with manifestation. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Those of you who are in the Savannah, Georgia area, please meet me tonight at 7:30 p.m. if the Father is willing. 7:30 p.m. I will be at the House on the Rock Church of the Living Yah, 509 North Laurel Street in Springfield, Georgia, 31329. The Hebrew Revelations will be there. We had an awesome time last night, and I'm looking for a more powerful move of Yah on tonight. You can call me if you need to. My number is area code 470-798-7319. If I do not answer your call, please allow some time, about up to 24 hours, for me to return your call. Okay? So may the Lord continue to bless you. Shalom and shalom, everyone. See you tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we talk about understanding the Chokmah, the wisdom of Yah. And then on Saturday, we're going to be talking about all these different titles and foolishness that's going on in the church. It's going to be an open forum for you and I on the Shabbat, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. To start your morning, we're going to have prayer. And then we're going to talk about continuing, unmasking tradition and religion. That's what we're doing. Shalom and shalom, everyone. Love you.